This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Sitcom D&D is brought to you by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? I know mine is a little depleted. I've been overextending myself just a bit, which is easy to do when you got a lot of fun stuff on the horizon. It can be easy to ignore, you know, your social battery and spread yourself thin. I'm kind of doing that right now, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. And I need to find that balance of what's the perfect amount of socializing versus work versus creative stuff. Well, therapy can help give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't completely drain your battery. And that's what it's doing for me. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/sitcomdnd to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sitcomdnd. Now, Max and Yvonne, what time is it right now for you?
It is 13 minutes past 3 o'clock in the afternoon here in London.
Oh, that's
town.
A lovely time.
So it's, you've had a full day. So what did the first half of your day look like? Since it's crazy because you're in the future right now.
We've got some bad news for you guys, yeah. I'm afraid.
No.
I don't want to say too much, but yeah, just enjoy yourselves is what I'd say. Until
oh my gosh, Waleed got canceled. Oh no.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not naming any names, but yeah.
Oh, it's me. That means it's me. Oh no.
So y'all are a comedy duo, and we're a comedy a 5-0. How did you two meet originally? Was it?
Well, we were a 5, but we weren't making enough money, so we killed the other 3. Yes.
It's a sort of Hunger Games style comedy, comedy contest. It's a very traditional way of kind of honing things down.
And eventually it'll be Max doing stand-up.
Yeah. If you see me doing a solo show, ask me no questions, because it'll be, my origin story will be harrowing. You'll just get a kind of 1,000-yard stare and a single tear will roll down my cheek.
Oh my God.
Welcome back to Sitcom D&D, a real play Dungeons & Dragons podcast recorded in front of a fake studio audience. Today, you guessed it, we're going to pick up inside Bottoms Up, where the bar is buzzing with the midday lunch rush. And as you're going about your tavern duties, you can't help but notice that a large puddle of water is expanding slowly across the floor of the bar. You follow its path and see that it is originating from the kitchen. So we'll pick up there, quiet on set, sound speeding, and we're rolling.
Dice!
Did you get it or did you miss it?
Dice!
When you need a break from this crazy world to see your friends and fill a cup, find Sebastian Chalice, Chip, and Beef at the Noble Bottoms Up. As step by step our growing pains are improving home and away, we're feeling absolutely fabulous on another happy day. We're in different worlds with different strokes, but the good times will not end. So cheers to all our family and our friends.
Starring Aaron Keith as Chalice Glass, Elizabeth Andrews as Beef, Waleed Mansour as Chip Ahoy, Ben Briggs as Sebastian Von Hugh Grant, and Sean Coyle as everything else. Sitcom D&D is filmed in front of a fake studio audience.
Oh my gosh. The invisible pants sweater is back.
Swimsuit weather is here.
What?
Looks like.
You think it's a drippy kid?
I think it's invisible drippy kid.
Beef, smell it. Beef, give it a whiff.
Yeah, that's piss.
It is piss.
It is.
All wait, right.
You always say things are piss.
No one knows when I'm investigating, when I've got my hat on, nobody knows.
Guys, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to make a call
to get to wherever this is leading, and you guys can follow my lead or not. 1, 2, 3, slip and slide.
And Beef tries to grab his ankle so that he falls straight onto his face.
Chip and Beef, you slip and slide and crash through into the kitchen. And when you crash into the kitchen, you see that Chalice is already way ahead of you. Her sleeves are rolled up, and she's covered in kitchen grime. It appears she's about to, you know, efficiently and effectively unclog the center main drain in the kitchen floor.
What's up, you guys? Did you slip and slide in here, too?
Yes, we did.
Yes, I've decided not to join. Bit of a buzzkill today.
Oh, my gosh. There's something crazy happening out here.
Yeah, right. So, spoiler alert, Beef, let me save you some time. This is not pee for once. But I got it under control. I got it under control. Nobody worry.
Whoa. These aren't your tears either? Usually, these are your tears from doing work around the kitchen.
And you know, they're not. And I thought so, too. I was like, am I crying today? Am I crying a lot today? But no.
It's just dirty sink water.
Mm-hmm. I got it, though. You guys can go ahead. You can relax. Take a load off. I'm almost done.
This kitchen is spotless. Oh, jealous. My God. I just got to say, 1 second. Record scratch. Bring it to a halt. You have just, I got to say, have grown so much since leaving that castle behind. Look at you.
Oh, thank you, Beefy. Thank you, my little Beefy.
Right in that moment, Seb falls through the ceiling. I told you something was happening, you guys. I told you. And also, Chalice, I don't know what we're talking about, but I just really want to say that I really appreciate just how much you've grown in your role. Like, you're a really close friend, and it's awesome to see you flourish here. All right.
You know, I didn't realize that working hard actually can, like, feel good. Is that weird? Like,
well, I just appreciate I don't have to feed you your food anymore. That was a lot when you first got here, and you refused to use your hands to eat.
Well, if it's not a little airplane coming at me, then I don't want it, you know?
Yeah, I appreciate that you started walking from room to room instead of us having to carry you. That's really nice. That's so great.
I mean, I was just used to a certain lifestyle, but I feel like I've evolved.
As you're having this conversation, two individuals poke into the kitchen. And actually, Max and Yvonne, would you describe what these two individuals look like?
Yes. I am a elegant elfin creature called Lord Servimore, who is one of the one of the most sophisticated of Princess Chalice's retinue, and developed a close bond and a deep affection for her over the many years of faithful service, providing the most discreet and high level service.
And I will be playing Crumbs, a 3-foot-tall puglin. inbred for its cuteness and servitude.
Oh, what a duo.
You're like a little dog guy?
Yeah, a little dog, and the fur resembles like a tuxedo, so although I'm naked, I look like I'm wearing a full tux.
There's a kind of like recess in his like slightly humped back where kind of plates can easily be plated. So he can just kind of scurry along, but serve things at the same time.
Are you sure we're in the right place?
Well, I mean, this doesn't really bear much resemblance to anywhere that the princess would normally spend her time. But I mean, this is what the locals assured us she would be. I can't.
Okay, well, let's just have a look.
I mean, no one's. There's that. I mean, that poor unfortunate creature covered in grime and detritus in what may or may not be the remnants of human waste.
That can't be.
No, it can't be. But I mean, possibly. I mean, Crumbs, you're better equipped at engaging with the lower classes. If you could. Oh.
I'm just. Wait, I can.
Yep.
Underneath the grime, I think I.
Wait, no, you don't recognize the distinctive aroma of.
Oh my. I think.
It can't be.
I think it's her.
Princess Chalice, is that you?
Okay, well, you're screaming. You're screaming, so I'm going to try and stop whatever's going on. What?
They're my buggers!
They started smelling you when you started screaming. I'm concerned.
don't check their ID. They're 1 in 3. My couple of my favorite butlers. What the heck are you two doing here?
Oh, hello. So exciting to be here and to have found you at last.
Yes, indeed, Princess Chalice. It is I, Lord Servimore. Number one, your very favorite butler of your many, many thousands.
And I, Crumbs. Number three, which I think's pretty good, to be honest.
Yes, no, you've always taken that very well.
Yes.
Can I ask what happened to number two?
Oh, it's very sad.
I think if
it's all the same to you, sir, now is a time of celebration that we've rediscovered our beloved princess, and we'd probably rather not discuss what happened to number two.
I hear there's a wedding afoot.
Lord Servimore, Crumbs, and Chalice are hugging and jumping, the three of them.
Beef is standing off to the side, jumping along with you, but not touching you guys. He's so excited. Oh my God, it is so nice to meet you guys, Crumbs and Lord Servimore. Oh, I've heard so much about you guys.
The pleasure is all ours, we assure you.
I'm using wild shape, and I turn into a scroungy little dog, and I start barking at them.
I don't know you.
Hey. You would love them. They're distinguished and classy.
Let me show you my anus.
Crumbs, I'm not sure if that is a valid greeting in this culture. Okay, well, you're doing it anyway, so...
There we go.
Okay. He means no harm. All right. And then I turn back into my human form.
You can put it away now.
Okay, sure thing.
And then Jennifer, the rat that runs the kitchen, piddle paddles across the counter and goes,
"Wow, fantastic. A couple fancy guys to help me plan the wedding. That's great. That's great."
Jennifer, did we decide that you were planning the wedding?
Oh, I decided for us, and I'm miles ahead on the plans.
And you just look on the wall, is scribbled nonsense in like tomato juice.
Jennifer, I think we should let Lord Servimore and Crumbs take over. They have planned the most lavish of events. They've thrown birthday parties, fancy funerals.
Did they just make a... They just made a wedding cake right now while you were talking.
Yes, sir. I only had a few things to hand, so I could only make a 14-tier cake.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
And it's 14 different flavors.
Jennifer slowly circles it and just like puts her hand on her head as she makes her rounds around the circumference of it, and then just plops down on her butt and goes,
"Oh, thank God. I was so f-ing stressed. Thank God. Okay, I did not want that responsibility, and I think I was going to explode from the pressure, so this is actually pretty good."
Well, Jennifer, I say this with love and affection, but judging by what you've put on the wall, you are going to do a truly terrible job. So I think it's probably for the best that you've been relieved of that responsibility.
Yeah, it sort of looks like you just threw a bunch of tomatoes at the wall, Jennifer.
Well, Jennifer, you can, you know, when Alberta and I inevitably get married, of course, well, you can maybe play.
Oh, Lord Silvermore Crumbs, he has a fake girlfriend that we just don't call out.
He might read a letter from them or something like that, and you just go, "Oh," and it's totally fine.
Chip was just spinning in a circle that whole time while you guys were talking.
Well, Lord Carnivore and Crouton, I have to say I would love for you guys to stay with us. Only thing is, all we have is 2 cots in our basement.
Oh, that's okay. I've just created a bed here.
Wonderful. Thank you. And I'll be happy to sleep in that bed, Crumbs. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And you are, of course, welcome to sort of squat at the foot of the bed or kind of curl up around my long, elegant feet, should you so wish to wrap yourself in my toes as a kind of blanket.
Too kind.
I am in awe of you two.
All right. It's simply what we do. We're very well trained. But we must all get our beauty sleep, for tomorrow we rise with the lark and wedding planning begins in earnest.
It's 6 p.m.
Yes.
I'm closing the bar. Everybody out. Everybody out.
Go home. Go home. You go home.
What? Oh,
it's 6 p.m. Get out of here.
All right. Let's get some shut eye.
So we're going to cut to the next morning. Chalice, when you come down the stairs into the bar of Bottoms Up, you've seen that it's been transformed in a way and redecorated and repurposed for a meeting to discuss your dream wedding. And Lord Silvermore and Crumbs, can you describe what the room kind of looks like now, the bar, how it's been repurposed?
It's had a full, tasteful kind of pastel paint job, and there are large handmade wicker baskets on every table. And ribbons, which are being carried by little sort of bluebirds, which are flitting adorably about the place.
And Crumbs has made a giant chaise longue for Princess Chalice, yes. Right in the middle there.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I feel like I'm home. This is the best day of my life.
Well, we're so excited back in your presence.
Yes, and may we say what a joy it is and a delight to see the rarefied, dignified princess beneath the grime and feces of yesterday.
Why, thank you. And did you two braid my hair while I was sleeping?
Oh, guilty. Please do lie back down on the chaise longue and let me just rub your feet,
yes,
whilst we talk about this wedding of yours.
That actually feels pretty nice. So what are we talking about?
Well, allow me to waft you with this palm frond as we get down to the nitty-gritty and discuss your impending nuptials, a day of great celebration, which must be mirrored by a commensurately large party.
And as you say that, the front door to Bottoms Up busts open, and Chalice's fiance, Jalpert, comes rushing in a flop sweat. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I'm late. I hope I didn't miss any of the planning. This is so exciting. This is my fiance's two of her most favorite people. I've heard so much about you. I'm so sorry. I'm Jalpert. I'm Prince Jalpert. It's so nice to meet you two.
The pleasure is all ours, Prince Jalpert. A great delight to be once again amongst nobility.
Oh, wow. These are they're fancy guys. Yeah.
I know. This is what I'm saying.
Oh my gosh. And then Jalpert kind of just sits crisscross applesauce next to Chalice.
Before we get started, can you make me a sandwich?
I've already made one, but...
Turn around, Crumbs. Show her the plate on your back.
There you go.
Yay, I'm a sandwich with tips, and they cut it diagonally. Yay.
Yeah, just like you like it.
Is there any other way to cut it? We heard horrible rumors that you've been cutting your own sandwiches for some time in this place, Princess Chalice. So I hope we put a stop to that. Well, you were very brave, and we support and we celebrate your time.
Well, let me just give you a quick manicure to help that. There we go.
There we go.
Better.
Let the fingers forget. Now, let us talk about the planning of your wedding. Let's start by looking at the big picture. And to help, Crumbs has painted this lovely big picture
of you.
Here you
go.
As a little thank you from us.
Just in a Renaissance style.
In the Renaissance, your favorite of the styles, as we recall.
Wow, Crumbs, you've gotten better and better.
I know. I took a course.
Yes, he did. We've had very little to do. but less about us and where we've been and what we've been doing or indeed not doing over the last bit of time. Yes. Princess Chalice, we would love for you to share with us your vision for your wedding experience. Give us a verbal mood board, if you will, of your hopes, wants, and dreams.
How many choirs do you want? No.
You're getting too specific.
Yeah, broad strokes.
Broad strokes.
Silk, gold, diamonds, a million choirs, real angels, fountains, all the fountains. Every rich person in the whole world in attendance.
Yes.
Soft carpets, soft walls.
So you're thinking quite minimal then.
Yes.
I think we need to really, you know, this is a special day.
Don't limit yourself, Princess Chalice. Let's really put some nitro under this. Let's amp this up. Come on, but we must believe in ourselves. Don't hide your light under a bushel.
You're right. Sorry, I've been thinking so small lately. Yes. What else? Fire dancers.
Yes.
Huge pools filled with flowers.
Of course.
How about flowers filled with pools as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow, you know,
a giant flower that you can just dive into.
Absolutely. I mean, if I may say, Princess Chalice, this sounds like it has the potential to be the most tasteful wedding in the entire world.
Well, I think so. What do you think, Jalper? Anything that's on your list?
There's one, just one thing. And that's your smile. I just want to see your smile.
Boo. Boo. Decadence. Jalper, come on.
Did Beef boo from like the stairs or something?
Yeah,
I'm up here. I'm up here. I'm like a little kid looking through the slits of the staircase. Like, I'm not supposed to be here.
Oh, well, also, my favorite food is just roast beef. So that actually kind of reminded me of it. So if we could get that on the wedding menu, that'd be nice.
You needn't ask twice. I have taken the liberty, Princess Chalice, of writing down every single one of your eminently reasonable requests on Crumbs's long, extendable tongue.
Yes.
As is our method of operating. All that is left now for us to action this is for us to discreetly inquire as to the relevant funds which will be covering these essential items.
Yeah, right. So Chalice and I, we had a little family meeting about this. And just to give you a heads up, my brother really did a number on the kingdom's finances. And, you know, he was using the crown's coin on frivolities. So that's a real hot button issue. So here's
I'm a waitress now. So that certainly doesn't help.
Yeah. So here's our budget. And Chalice and Jalpert slide a folded piece of parchment across the table.
Oh, God, it fits on paper.
And when you open it up, you see that it's blank.
Crumbs, your tongue fell out of your mouth from shock. Are you okay?
Let's pop it back in there.
Would I be reading the room correctly if I were to suggest that you're both being so discreet as to simply be implying that money is no object in this wedding?
Wonderful.
Yes, really, that's great. That's that. In which case, we can start ordering the finest of silks and the largest of flower pools immediately.
No, unfortunately, the blankness of the parchment. Well, we wanted to write zero, but we couldn't afford new ink, so we just went with a blank piece of paper.
Listen, in many ways, this doesn't change a thing, but in a number of far more practical ways, it really does change absolutely everything.
They're having a little butler meeting with each other. This is what they do. They sort of huddle and they discuss.
Look, I love her with all my heart.
Yes,
and I
all of your five hearts.
Yes. four now. I don't know if you noticed.
I heard about your last health checkup. Yes, it's not been going so well. One of the reasons we wanted to get back into service.
I know, quite. Yes. I'm just a bit worried. I mean, should she even be with this prince if he can't afford even one swimming pool flower? There's only one thing we can do, and that is
ceremonially kill ourselves.
What?
What? No.
No, that's what happened to number two.
Yeah. That is what happened to number two. I still remember the day that he spilt a small bit of water. And yes, it was 25 meters away from Princess Chalice, and yes, she never noticed, but number two did the decent thing and did away with himself. Using the glass that he spilled the water to take his own life.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I remember it well.
Yes. And we did the decent thing and didn't so much as blink. We
just very quickly took care of the body.
Yes, used his body to mop up the water and then carried number two away and disposed of him.
Oh, so many butlers that we've had to dispose of.
Excuse me, Lord Servant Morton Crumbs, will you do it? Will you plan my wedding?
Princess Chalice, my love for you is endless, and despite your finances not being so, it would be an honor to help you on this greatest of days.
Yes, Princess Chalice, we will do whatever is within our power to make this the very greatest of days. However, be under no illusions. This will be an extraordinary feat to carry off, and we will need the help of absolutely everyone we can find. So, you nearby unfortunates, will you join us? on this quest.
Aww. Beef bounds down the stairs, and you see that he actually is. He got excited and he dressed like you guys. I'm ready.
And then Seb just falls down the stairs, and he's hurt.
And so is Jennifer, because Seb fell onto Jennifer.
Oh my god! But yeah, I'm done. I'm down to help you.
So we're gonna cut to Lord Servamore and Crumbs taking their first meeting with Chip.
Sitcom D&D is brought to you by Rocket Money. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Me included. Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about, I don't know, 6 subscriptions. I could not believe it when they showed me I was paying for 11 subscriptions each month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/sitcomdnd. That's rocketmoney.com/sitcomdnd. rocketmoney.com/sitcomdnd.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Hello, Chip.
Hey, what's going on?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes. All right. I got to be honest with you. Can we be honest here?
Absolutely. Yes.
It may be a little awkward for me to be a part of this wedding. Just a heads up. Okay. I may or may not used to have had feelings for Chalice.
Oh, we've all got feelings for Chalice.
Oh, that's fair. And you know what? I'm actually past those feelings because I have a very real new girlfriend. And you can clap for me if you want to.
Crumbs, clap for the gentleman.
Oh,
please clap for him.
Okay, I normally only clap for... Are you part of nobility?
If you think of Princess Chalice as you clap, it's allowed. Yeah. Yes, okay. Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Well done.
But yeah, anything I can do to be a part of this wedding to prove that I'm fully over Chalice is great.
Wonderful. Well, given that you're fully over Chalice, there surely won't be anything...
Which I am.
Yes. Well, given that fact, which we all accept, there surely won't be anything emotionally Yes, indeed. There surely won't be anything completely emotionally devastating about you being responsible for designing the invitations and spreading the word about this wedding, about the fact that Princess Chalice has found her true love, her intended, her beloved, and it is another man.
This is possibly the most important job, so I really want to make sure that you nail this. Do you have relevant skills?
I mean, writing stuff, talking to people, mail. I've used mail.
Okay.
I actually have been writing a lot of letters lately because, so here's the thing. So I have this new girlfriend who's real, and we write letters to each other because we haven't met yet. I'm good with the whole mail thing.
That's wonderful. How did you strike up a correspondence, man?
Oh, I don't think we should open this.
No. I have a valid explanation for this. We met via a dating app.
Interesting that you mentioned mail. Crumbs and I were conferring, and whilst Princess Chalice has rightly asked that we invite the entire kingdom of Two Tree Hill, we felt it would be most prudent if you could deliver each of the letters by hand.
Whoa, okay. And how much am I being compensated for this?
A significant proportion of the budget.
Excellent. All right.
Yes. Yes, Crumbs. How much of the budget do you think we could give to this good gentleman?
Most of it.
Whoa. I don't want to take anything away from Seb or anybody. But I mean, if you want to give me a little bit more, that's all right.
Well, it's no less than you deserve.
Hi, I'm Seb. Let's see. What can I say about myself? I have a tortured... Actually, you didn't ask me any questions. What are we doing here?
Thank you for joining us.
And thank you for that disturbing sentence fragment you stopped saying.
My pleasure. I'm filled with them, all right?
Yes, we shan't be interrogating that any further. Rather, we will simply be looping you in to the grand project that is designing this matrimonial ceremony. And Seb, may we request that you take the most crucial of roles? You introduced yourself as Seb, but have you ever considered introducing yourself as, say, Reverend Seb, or Vicar Seb, or Rabbi, or Imam Seb, or non-denominational humanist celebrant Seb?
Can you do two more?
Yes, Crumbs has got five more, actually.
Yes, absolutely. Cool guy, Seb, from the Church of Cool Guys.
Yes, that's one.
Four more, you say.
I could see them written on your tongue.
Pope, Seb?
Yeah.
Sorry,
that would do it.
I'm going to walk over here really quick to save you from this moment. Can one of you tie my shoe?
Please, quick.
Oh, good grief, of course.
Why are your shoes laced?
Oh, good grief. Go, Crumbs. Go. Tie them up. That's better.
Well, no. Can I construct you some slip-on heels instead?
Well, okay, listen, I'll tie whilst you construct, and then she can choose which.
And then please untie.
And then if she wants the slip-ons, we'll untie. Okay, and if she doesn't want the slip-ons, we'll destroy.
I've made them.
And there we go. And if she wants them later, we can build them again.
Thank you.
I want attention back on me, or I'm going to start doing more disturbing sentence fragments. My hair keeps falling... Never mind. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Seb, what do you say to our proposition? You might have gleaned it from the partial list we gave between us.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'll be your cool guy. I will be your cool guy.
Wonderful. You're willing to be a cool guy celebrant from the globally acclaimed Church of Cool Guys.
Yes.
That would, of course, involve you leading the ceremony in the traditional manner of the Church of Cool Guys, which is not one, but two pairs of shades, one over the top of the other. You will be riding a skateboard at all times, and you will begin each passage of speaking by playing a solo on your sanctified air guitar.
Maybe this answers your question. I put on sunglasses, but they immediately fall off my very flat nose.
Good grief. He's already a accredited member.
He's pretty cool.
He's an ordained cool guy.
Pretty cool.
I have never been called cool before, you guys. This is incredible. You're my two best friends.
Right, sorry. Now that we've given you a task, we really need to go away and speak to someone else.
Yes, please leave.
Oh, why does this always happen with my best friends?
Hey, boys, Beef plops down and he's dressed just like you guys. Here's my resume. You'll see. Push it over to you guys.
It's got your name, Beef.
Yep.
Very good.
That's me.
That's it.
Yep. That's me. That's kind of me in a nutshell.
Thank you very much for this comprehensive list of your skills. We are delighted to make your acquaintance. Beef, if we were to say the following two words, wedding music, what would that say to you?
Sky filled with joy.
Slight moment here, Crumbs. Do we think, Beef? There's a lot of can-do spirit, but do we
maybe
think
sky filled with? I mean, I'm glad it was filled with joy by the end of it.
Yes, but do you think Princess Chalice will be filled with joy herself if Beef attempts to provide the wedding music in the form of pointing at the sky?
Well, no, it might not just be pointing. Okay. Now, Beef, can you replace 1,000 choirs?
Yes.
Well, that's good enough for me, to be honest.
Again, a slight aside. Now, again, you seem very willing to believe Beef has these capabilities. I'm not certain that Beef really thought through the implications of what they were saying. I mean, would you just interrogate it a little further before we tick it off the vast checklist?
Okay. Beef, are you able to play any instruments or perhaps do you have the ability to sing angelically?
I gotta say, I can.
Why don't you roll for performance, Beef?
Damn it. An 11?
What, did you get to add anything to it, or is it just...
Oh, yeah, 5.
A 16. That's pretty good. You guys are impressed.
Oh.
My goodness.
I take back any reservations that I might have had. That was... Out of 10, that was at least a 16. Incredible, incredible work.
And I can go off script, too. So, su-ba-da-ba, beep-ba-boo, la-da-da-da.
Well, ordinarily, my incredibly strict elven butler training would prohibit any such activity, but I suppose, well, Crumbs, I suppose this entire wedding for Princess Chalice is already so off script that maybe what we need are people like Beef who are willing to roll with the punches and do what they can to get the job done.
This is going to be the best and first scat wedding I've ever seen.
I love you guys. You guys are really fun. What do you guys do? Do you guys have like off time? Like, do you see your families or?
No. I was ripped away from my mother mere days old and then started training, really. And it just carried on.
Yes, and I attended a 15-year Elven Butler boot camp. By the third year, it's expected that all memories of your parents or family will have been wiped from your brain, and if that's not the case, you're simply placed feet first into the shredder.
Cool. And water?
Oh, good grief. Of course.
Please.
The bowl on Crumbs' back is full of water.
Quick, it's fresh.
Let me get you a straw, Chalice. And he winks at the butlers.
Oh. My.
pretty cool.
Hey, what's up, fellas? What can I do for you?
Hello, Jennifer. Now, I trust you weren't too offended by our sidelining you somewhat from the central organizational duties of this affair.
Oh my god, no, like I said, that was just, like, really eating at me and stressing me out. You guys saved me. Yeah, totally jumped in front of this bullet. Thank you.
Well, I mean, yeah, the tomato ketchup planning on the wall was sort of less of a plan and more of a wild cry for help, as far as I could see.
I'm so glad you saw it as that. I really wanted someone to talk to, so that's what this is about?
No. Keep your emotions to yourself. We have a wedding to plan.
Oh, okay. What's up? What can I do?
Very good question. One of the most important elements of a wedding is, of course... the culinary and libatory components.
Gesundheit.
Crumbs, I forget. You're far better at
Jennifer. We need to give off.
Get your mouth getting too close. You have crazy jaws.
I'm sorry.
Show her your anus as a sign of peace, Crumbs.
Quick, please, here's my anus.
That's even scarier in rat culture.
Oh, good grief.
Okay, no, I'm fine. I'm sorry. What were you saying about libraries? What was it?
Libations. Drinks. We need to provide our guests with drinks and food. Food and drinks fit for royalty.
Okay, so what do I do, though? Oh, provide them. Drink them?
Oh, under no circumstances eat or drink them. I mean, ideally, if there was a way that you could create them without touching them at all, that would be our preference.
Thank God I don't have to eat them, because a lot of the stuff that I've been trying to make recently, just between us, not good.
Right.
Crumbs, is this our only option?
That's all that's left, I'm afraid.
Okay, right. Well, do we think any of the others would have a better shot at making anything? I think everyone's kind of really punching slightly above their capabilities.
Yeah, they really are. Okay,
let's go back to the rat having a mental breakdown and see if we can make this work.
You look back over and she's already like has another tomato and is writing against the wall absentmindedly.
Oh no.
Oh dear. Okay. Listen, ordinarily I would go with sternness, but I think maybe just positivity.
Jennifer. How about you rub that tomato instead of on the wall on a little bit of toasted bread and hey presto, bruschetta.
Okay. Is that it? That's my job?
I would add a little bit of garlic and some basil, and then obviously you've got to make that, but times 10,000.
Yes.
And you need to make...
slow down.
She's trying to keep up by writing in the tomato on the wall.
Yeah. Then we have some antipasti, then we move on to the fish course, then after that I think probably 10,000 short rib beefs, selection medium rare, selection medium well done, then we'll have just some crudités and a little amuse-bouche, some cocktails, and then the pasta course.
Got it!
There's just nonsense scribbled on the wall. <once again. laughs>
Great!
Sorry to disturb, but I want to take my midday nap. Can you guys sing me a lullaby?
Oh, please, it'd be a great honor, Princess Chalice. Jennifer, if you please excuse us.
Of course, my fancies.
Well, Princess Chalice, we will happily sing you a lullaby, as we always do, singing one line at a time.
Yeah, my favorite. Well, technically, Butler number two used to sing the second word, so can you guys do every third, like the first word, and then leave out the second, and then... Crumbs, you do the third.
Yes, of course.
Lord,
of course.
Absolutely. In many ways, that might be easier. Princess, you must to Wednesday. Then inflatable sleep Wednesday.
And Chalice is falling asleep and also feeling a little guilty that she made them do that. But it went great.
So after Chalice's heavy lids close and she slumbers, Chalice, when you wake back up, you are no longer in Bottoms Up. But as planned, you are now in Two Tree Hill, where the wedding venue is. So that's where your wedding will take place. And we're going to pick up in Two Tree Hill and the Great Hall with your two favorite butlers to decide on decorations and flowers.
Oh, you guys carried me here.
Well, of course. I mean, how
is
else?
Is there any other way for a princess to travel?
Oh, no. I love this.
Would you like me to open your eyelids for you?
Yes, thank you, Crumbs. They're so heavy.
Yes, they must be. You've been using them all day.
Very brave.
So what are you thinking for decorations?
Well, so that you don't have to do much thinky-winking with your brainy-wane, we have assembled a shortlist of three possible themes for you. And you can simply point or have Crumbs lift your hand up and point for you at whichever is your favorite.
Great.
Crumbs, tell her the first.
Renaissance decadence.
Wow. Okay, great. Love it. What else?
The second is country hoedown. Yes.
Love
as
it.
You recall, on my half hour every 2 months that I'm not in service, I am an enthusiastic country dancer.
Of course I remember that, Lord Servamore. I used to go to all your shows.
Yes, you did indeed. The absolute highlights of my whole life. So yes, that's the second theme. Bales of hay and Stetsons galore. And Crumbs, the third?
Yes, it's a very simple, large maze made out of shrubbery. A large selection of topiary statues.
Yes.
Depicting all the major life events of your life and, of course, of your husband-to-be's.
Yes, and at the center of the maze, the Minotaur.
Incredible. Crumbs, can you lift my hand and point to Renaissance decadence?
Yes, of course. There we go. Pointed.
Well pointed, princess.
Renaissance decadence. Yeah. Don't mind if I do. That's a great choice. Great choice.
Absolutely.
What do we do about the Minotaur?
I think we just phone the agency and see if we can just pay him half a day instead of the full.
No, yeah, fair enough.
Wonderful. We're almost there, Princess Chalice. Next up, we have had your ragtag ensemble of associates prepare the necessary components for this wedding. We look forward to seeing exactly what it is they have ready for you. We shall usher each one of them in, at which point, if Crumbs can hold up your thumb in either a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Like this.
Very good. Well held, Crumbs.
Thank you.
Or if there are any... any augmentations or adjustments that you'd like, then do simply say the word.
Great. This is the best day of my life.
Okie doke. First and foremost, Chip, please enter and update us as to the status of your invitation work.
Whee! Hey!
Wow, there was nothing to slide on. That looked really painful, Chip.
Quite a splintery floor, I'm afraid.
I have some ointment for that. I'll sort you out later, Chip.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I'm going to need that. Yeah, so I was told to deliver invitations by hand, which I, of course, did. I took the invite list, and I would, of course, go up to guests, and with my hand, I would grab them, lift them upwards into the air off their feet, and use my other hand, of course, to ball it into a fist and threaten them to come to the wedding. Yeah, so I did that.
Did they say yes?
They went, okay, yeah, I'll go. Like that.
Good enough for me.
It's a thumbs up.
Oh, wow. There we go.
Sounds like we're going to have a full wedding. This is really exciting.
Yeah, thanks, Chip. I mean, I don't want to know how the sausage gets made. People getting here is people getting here.
Out.
Oh, again, great commitment to that mode of transport. Seb, if you could please explain your plan for the ceremony.
Seb's nowhere to be seen, but then all the lights go off. And then a spotlight comes down, and I am on a skateboard, and I immediately fall and get road rash all over my chin. And I go, hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, we're having a good time. I'm a cool guy, and this is a cool wedding. Let's hear it for the bride and the groom. And I'm running out of cool stuff, so I will go to another terrible sentence fragment. They kept on saying that that looks really ripe for what that is.
Seb, I'm gonna stop you right there.
Oh, thank God.
It screams Renaissance decadence. You look cool, dude. I love it. Thumbs up, Crumbs.
Jalpert is just grinning ear to ear too and nodding enthusiastically.
Wonderful. We might just pull this off, Crumbs. Can you see Beef anywhere?
No.
Well, it's because I'm coming from the sky.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Beef.
Surely
yeah,
not.
Beef's coming from the sky. I'm harnessed and I'm dressed like a real angel.
Thank you.
And I have a harp. And I come down to the stage, tingling my harp, however you play a harp, tingling. And I say, come in, kids. And 100 of Chip's cousin, all of Chip's nieces and nephews, all of his kids that I daycared back in a couple of episodes ago, come in.
And so, so it's a long ago.
children's choir. And I say, hit it, kids.
My goodness.
Christmas in the Northwest
Christmas.
Is the best time of the year. Okay, that's enough. So that's what we got. We got a Christmas choir of kids.
Chalice is crying because she thinks that moment was so beautiful. Beef, make it less Christmassy, and I'm all on board.
You got it. Boys, crumbs, Lord, serve more. What do we think?
I mean, what the bride wants, the bride gets. So de-Christmasify that song, and my goodness, I think we might have it.
It was indisputably impressive and indisputably very, very Christmassy. The entire
no way, nice.
The angel outfit was wonderful. I see now that it's an Angel Gabriel costume. The nativity scene that you've lovingly built was very interesting. Yes. The Father Christmas outfit and the Christmas trees could all probably go. I hope you can get a refund on that.
Oh yeah, well thank you for noticing. I accidentally threw away the receipts. That's on me.
I'm grumpy. I want popcorn.
Okay. Oh, quick. Pop each kernel individually, Crumbs.
I'm trying,
Try harder.
I need it hotter. Here's one kernel that I've managed to pop using my buttocks.
Okay. No, don't feed her that. Well, listen, I have another proposal. Whilst Beef goes and attempts to return the Christmas items, we still have to see Jennifer, who is hopefully providing delicious food and
drinks.
Well,
if you're hungry, fear not, of course. Jennifer's here.
Crumbs, how do I get you over here? I need your back. This is a really heavy plate.
Oh, yeah. No, please.
Scuttle over.
Here I am. just pop it on my haunch.
Okay. So what I've prepared for all of you is a simple plate of the things you said before. And I hope you like it.
And you look, and it actually looks like exactly like what you described before. A beautiful, like, baguette covered in tomato with the pasta. Everything is there, as you described before.
Whoa, Jennifer, I didn't know you could cook.
Yes, actually wasn't too difficult. I cooked it by, I walked down the street, and then I, like, said all those words that you said to me to that really nice restaurant, and then I made it that way, and then I have it, and I made it.
Well, I love it. I have no notes other than less Christmas. Everything is perfect. You two did perfect. The best two butlers in the world.
Princess Chalice, you've done incredibly well, but allow Crumbs to hold your eyelids open for just a few minutes more. There is one more task left to do, which is...
Say yes to the dress.
Yay!
We cut to a very fancy dress store where Chalice is already in the back, presumably trying on a dress.
I can't wait.
Hi.
Chalice. Oh,
wow.
This one's like goodness. Too hot, though. I feel like hot in this.
Well, yes. I think, obviously, this is the denim number, which I did visit for the country hoedown wedding. It's a really formidable cut.
I like the shoulder ruffles.
There's ruffles galore. In fact, ruffles galore is the name of the designer of this particular denim.
The ruffles go all the way down. Wow.
I'm going to try the next one.
Okay.
No offense to ruffles galore. Who's a character? Okay. A real character.
You're not
going to
try on the hat with that outfit.
Okay.
Did you not see the matching
yeehaw!
Hat?
And the boots?
I hate it. And I'm changing.
Okay. Dress number two.
Okay.
This one's too cold, I think. Like it just feels like wah.
It's kind of, I think, you know what, it's more of a small bit of armor in which to fight a minotaur with.
Yes, yes, it's a sort of, yeah, it's a breastplate and, yes, and the kind of, waist shield. Yes, I'd imagine
is
the metal would be a little...
Is there a chance that might become practical during this wedding?
Well, I don't think the Renaissance décadence has as much of a combat element as some of the others.
Okay.
What are all the beads hanging off of it for? Is that the décadence?
I mean, it is a fairly décadent version of a Minotaur fighter's armor. I think the beads are representative of the scalps that the warrior has claimed in battle.
Oh, let me try the next one. It's not right.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Well, you're not going to try the hat with that one?
Yeah, try the country and western hat on again if you were there. Oh, I love it. I love it. I really do love it.
Did that one say juicy on the butt as she walked
away? Doesn't
matter. Certainly did.
She tries on the last one.
Oh.
Okay, before I walk out, this one's just right.
Oh, she hasn't walked out yet.
But the silhouette is something else. My goodness.
Oh my God.
Well, I'd marry you. Not like, you know, like not.
Oh boy. Oh
not
boy.
Me.
Dude, chill. Dude, chill.
Jalpert just walks forward speechless and he a single tear.
Jalpert, what are you
bro,
here?
Bro, what the hell? Jalpert. What are you doing here?
Am I not jumping here?
No. I tackle Jalpert and I close his eyes. I put my hands over his eyes. Jalpert.
I'm so sorry. You guys haven't been looping me in a lot of the stuff, so I'm just trying to tag along. This was probably not something I was supposed
to see. And you
came
to this one?
Get out of here, man.
You're not supposed to see until the first look or until the vow ceremony. Come on. You're not a cool guy. You're not a cool guy.
I plop him onto Seb's skateboard and I push him out.
Do a kickflip.
I want to walk up to Chalice and hold her hand and say, "You look so pretty, Chalice."
And then Chalice starts crying, and then she puts the hat on with it.
Too much. Too much.
I quite like it with
the
hat.
Yeehaw? Okay, no hat. I think I'm saying yes to the dress. I think that this is...
She's saying yes to the dress. This is wonderful.
Chalice.
Now, allow us, crumbs, as discussed, if we pay using... one of your four remaining hearts,
yes,
and whichever of my internal organs the shopkeeper requires. I think that's
gallbladder.
Oh gosh, you're here the whole time.
I tackle that guy and close his eyes. You're not supposed to be here.
Okay, we don't have another skateboard for that guy to get out of here. So.
Sorry to eavesdrop on your butler huddle, but are you guys talking about paying for this dress?
What? Oh,
of course
not.
Hold on a minute. Crumbs, we can't lie to the princess, but also we cannot embarrass her by letting her know that she's correct in this instance.
Princess Chalice, would you please join us momentarily in this butler huddle?
Oh, it would be my honor.
Princess, it would be our greatest honor to gift you this dress. We understand that you don't have the finances, and it really is the finest of all the dresses.
Yes, we vow to give to lead lives of service, and if that involves giving our lives in service to you, then so be it.
Can you live without a gallbladder?
I'll be fine, but you're going to die, unfortunately.
Oh dear. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
I was speaking on your behalf there.
Yes, yes, no, that makes sense. It's been an honor.
Elves are functionally immortal, I think. So, I mean, my gallbladder will, if anything, regrow. But as a puglin, you're on thin ice already. I think, is it normally sort of 15 to 20 years that you tend to tend to live?
I've had a good run.
And you're down one half. So,
I'm sorry, you guys. What am I doing? You are going to give up your heart and your gallbladder. Different stakes, but still way too nice. You guys, you need your money to take care of yourselves and your family. What am I doing? What am I doing? I haven't carried myself to bed. I haven't blinked for myself. I haven't gotten water for myself. Oh my God, I knew this would happen. You know what? I don't know what the ceremony of this is, but you two are released from your obligation to serve me.
I don't know what to say, Princess Chalice. This is such an extraordinary gesture.
Do you want us to ceremonially kill ourselves?
No, 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 no. Oh, Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Wow, so relieved you asked that follow-up question. Woo! No, I want you to be free to be wedding planners or to be go retire or do whatever you want. Get your own butlers. You deserve it. You took such good care of me. You were the only people who really loved me growing up. I didn't really have anyone since my mom died. And you guys just deserve the best life ever. You can be guests at my wedding, but you don't need to do this.
We guests? Can be guests?
Not standing outside, shooing other people away?
Honored guests. In fact, I want you two to be in my wedding party as friends.
This is more than two humble butlers could ever have asked for.
I'm going to start writing a diary. This will be the best entry, partly because it's the first, but it's such a joyous moment. I just want to treasure this forever.
Chalice goes and gets them each a glass of water and hands it to them.
Whoa, my goodness.
So this is what it feels like.
You're free.
Oh my gosh, the gold bracelets they were wearing both unclasped and fell off their wrists.
Yeah, like a genie's.
Oh my gosh.
Those were heavy, weren't they, those bracelets? Goodness
yes,
me.
Yes.
Hand just sort of floats up now. I don't really know what to do with it.
What's the first thing you guys are going to do now?
I know exactly what I'm going to do. Crumbs, what are you going to do?
Oh, well, I mean, I know I don't need to, but I'd quite like to stick by your side and perhaps just help you out in any way that you feel appropriate. And you know,
Crumbs, just tell him you love him. We all know it's true.
Tell him, Crumbs.
Perhaps, you know, as a friend, you let me sleep at the bottom of your bed, and that would be such a wonderful thing.
So, are you saying you'd like to be my butler?
Your butler friend?
My BF? Oh. Yes, I could.
My God, they're circling it.
I could see that.
We'll get there. We'll give them time.
I could see that. But as English butlers, we shall let it remain forever unsaid just beneath the surface what we've truly been. But Crumbs, I have news for you. If you wish to sleep at the end of my bed, you'll need to follow me on my journey, which is Lord Servimore puts on the 10-gallon hat. Yeehaw, Crumbs. I'm going to be opening up a line dancing school.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay, sure. Why not?
Sitcom D&D is comprised of Elizabeth Andrews, Ben Briggs, Aaron Keefe, Waleed Mansour, and me, Sean Coyle. Arnie Parrott wrote the theme song, Aaron Keefe came up with the story concept, and Sean Marr did the editing on this one. And we were joined by the incomparable comedy duo, Max and Yvonne. If you want more of Max and Yvonne, you are in luck. They too have a podcast on the HeadGum Network called Sound Deals. Sound Deals is the world's premier and only podcast shopping channel. Join hosts Max and Yvonne at Max and Devon on all social media and an array of special guests as they are given made-up products to sell and forced to improvise what they are and why you should buy them. Got a product you'd like featured? Email it to sounddeals@maxandyvonne.com. They were such a blast to have, and that's some of the hardest I've laughed since we started recording this show. Consider joining our Patreon and help us as we inch closer and closer to our stretch goal of 500 patrons. Doing so means we'll release a one-shot GM'd by Aaron Keefe, inspired by the TV series Lost. The support from our patrons is what makes this show possible. It's how we pay for editors, equipment, and all the expenses that go into creating this show that we love. So hop on now for $5 and get access to over 30 hours of content instantly. And for those of you who are already subscribed to our Patreon, shout out to the Kitchen Rats! This week's episode is, drumroll please, Chips Tips Part 3. Chips Tips is an in-universe show where Chip invites guests from Frasier to talk about their love life and the problems that they're experiencing. It's also co-hosted by Jennifer, a dear friend of mine. Okay, I think that's it for now. Until next Tuesday, and thanks, as always, for listening.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.